Blog Talk Radio.
Please take all the necessary precautions to protect your constitution while listening to this broadcast. 3, 2, 1. Coming to you live via the internet, it's time for Rage Against the Regime. Finally, a show for patriots, defending the Constitution and uncovering the truth at every turn. Bringing you exclusive interviews and covering the topics the mainstream media doesn't dare to touch. Call in and join the discussion at 929-477-3565. That's 929-477-3565. And now, here are your hosts, Bobby Who's the Man and Becky Williams. Rage Against the Regime.
Welcome back to Rage Against the Regime Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Becky Williams. Bobby will not be joining us today, and we have a lot of topic to cover in a very brief period of time to do so. Today's show will only be 30 minutes long. I'm going to do a quick recap on some of the things that need to be addressed publicly for our listening audience today. Folks, we are in a world of trouble. We've got a lot of crazy things that are going on right now. I want to address Texas to start with. But before I do so, once again, I want to say thank you for listening in. We're back by popular demand. We have been doing Spreaker shows, and there is no interaction on the Spreaker program at this time. We are working on getting that studio set up. So we've come back to Blog Talk. To get reacquainted, to appeal to the new listeners that have come on board with Rage Against the Regime. And I'm going to try to recap as quickly as possible today. I've got some callers on the line. I didn't have time to populate today like I normally do, so I'm sure there are listening audience will be minimal, but I'm going to ask you guys who have listened in to go in, yank the archive, and make sure you get it out to your people. There is a federal judge in Texas. His name is Godbey, G-O-D-B-E-Y. You guys need to be all over this tyrant, this treasonous bastard of a federal judge who is imposing the invasion, whether we like it or not, right here in Texas. Monday and Tuesday, we had Syrian refugees deposited in the Dallas area and the Houston area against the people's will. They simply don't care whether we like it or not. We have a hemorrhage on the Texas border, the New Mexico, Arizona, and California border concerning Mexico that has gone unabated. The DHS is run by the Muslim Brotherhood. We've had not only Mexican nationals, foreign nationals coming across that border pouring through, but for many years, in particular the last 4 years, it has been wide open, unabated, by direction of the federal government oligarchy. They're not your government. We have been taken over, by the way. If you haven't done your homework or you're not on board with that information, you need to get yourself up to par, do some research, or go back in to the archives and listen to our shows. We have many other countries that are coming through, and terrorists. The perception is very, very important, people. Your perception of war, your perception of what a terrorist actually is, the difference between crime and terrorism, the difference between a Cold War and a full-on battle in the streets. There are many facets to war. We're definitely at war. And we are at war with our own military and our own so-called government, which is an oligarchy, by the way. We have been usurped. We have a sleeper cell in the White House. So this federal judge, who was appointed by Bush, by the way, not by Obama, decided to rule against Cruz, Greg Abbott, and Bill Paxton. Rather than battling this bastard to stop the influx of imposition of invasion, they decided to just back off and let him take the lead. This is simply unacceptable. All people in all states, this should be something that is very bothersome to you, because when they come in through that border, when they're flown in, they're deposited all over the country. They are free to travel. Their transportation is being paid for. The amount of money that it is costing you, the taxpayer, to be invaded by this oligarchy is phenomenal. It is literally billions and billions, hundreds of billions, and probably even more like trillions have been spent on the imposition of invasion. They come in daily on aircraft, but right now in Texas, Monday and Tuesday, the Syrians were deposited. Everybody's up in arms saying, you know, ISIS is a terrorist organization. They're out of Syria. Listen, ISIS is everywhere. It's Al-Qaeda. It's Hamas. It's Boko Haram. It's the Wahhabi. It is 5.0. They're on steroids because they're being pumped with endless resources, monetarily speaking, in order to supply their need for this caliphate, for this jihad on the entire globe. And that is being filtered through the many governments that belong to the UN and that are working for the banksters, who are actually the head of the snake, the Vatican, the banksters, the Federal Reserve, the Queen. They all are given these hand puppets direction that are in leadership positions across the globe. We have never voted in a president. Pardon me. I'm getting over pneumonia. We haven't voted in a president since the beginning of this country, once we were turned back over to the evil deity, the king's rule. So they're seated. Voting is theater. 500 to 800 so-called unaccompanied minors, go ahead and let that resonate, people, are being deposited in Rockwall and in Groveton, Texas. And if you can imagine this, these so-called religious organizations are getting these multi-million dollar contracts to integrate these invaders into America. In other words, the government is taking your tax dollars, spending the money on transportation, trafficking humans into this country. The terrorists are coming many forms. They're drug cartel. That's not criminal activity. That is terrorism. They're MS-13 and the likes of those type of gangs. That is not criminal activity. They're not criminals. They're terrorists. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. They're murdering our people. We are in serious, serious trouble, folks. I am the truth stinger, and my truth may not always go down like a cool drink of water. It's going to be nasty sometimes, and I'm going to use some foul language, but I'm definitely going to give you factual information. And I really, really would encourage you to challenge me, to prove me wrong, because knowledge is power. But knowledge without action is insanity. So when we impart this knowledge to you guys, I need you to act on it. When I tell you there are 500 to 800 invaders that are being deposited, they're calling them unaccompanied minors, they're anchoring these people here, and then they bring in their family members to, you can't see it, but I'm throwing up some quotation marks, to reunite them with their family. It's how they anchor them here to infiltrate. We are outnumbered as Americans in this country already. They have taken over industry. But the scariest part is they're not being vetted. Listen, nobody in the right mind, you cannot tell me that 500 to 800 minor children between the ages of 13 and 16, and by the way, kids will kill you if they are of Islamic background or a cartel background or a gang background like MS-13. 2 years ago, on the Texas border, 8 youth were picked up, and on their cell phones, they had videoed the massacre, the slaughter of victims and dismemberment. The youngest person in that gang was 13. She was pregnant. She was the girlfriend of the leader of that gang. These kids were the children, the offspring of MS-13, and they were MS-13 themselves. And the oldest was 16 years old, running this robbery, murder, drug running, human trafficking, prostitution, you name it. These eight so-called youths were already guilty of the most horrific murders, and they videotaped it like a trophy. And that's how we found out they were murderers. And so when they bring these unaccompanied minors in, do not be fooled. These are not innocent children. When you see a Muslim child on the street, you better go start digging up some videos about how they train their children to hate from birth and decapitate stuffed animals in a course or a class that's being taught to them in pre-K. They're taught how to gut you and behead you. They can put a blindfold on those children's eyes, and they can disassemble and reassemble an AK-47, an AR-15, a .308. These kids have been trained to hate you from birth and to kill you. Meanwhile, little Johnny and little Betty, we're giving them, coddling them with a new Xbox and iPhone, and they're running around the mall, and they're going to the movie, and we're not alerting our children that they need to be in martial art classes. They need to be out at the gun range with you. They need to learn the respective weapons. That'll stop a lot of the killing in the streets. Our kids think that they are immortal. They're demoralized. They have no value or true. And I'm not saying everybody's kids. So before somebody jumps on me and goes, my kids aren't that way. Listen, they're brainwashing your children in school. But we have in my daughter's backyard, 11 miles from her house, because of this federal judge and the oligarchy, they are dumping in an unsecured area, a resort, by the Assembly of God being the contractor for this project to set us up for danger, diseases, for murder. And then they're taking your tax dollars and they are supporting them with it. You are being enslaved and forced to fund your own demise. And you people are not out in the streets. You're not calling for the impeachment of this federal judge. You are not making Greg Abbott and Ted Cruz and everybody in Texas government right now should be on friggin' notice that enough is enough. Those borders, Greg, you've been here long enough. This is for Greg Abbott. You have been in position long enough to be effective in the state of Texas to shut that friggin' border down, to remove DHS's death grip on us, and to take your homeless veterans, take your veterans, and take your guard and your police forces, your SWAT teams, and stage them across that border with the order to shoot to kill, and the bastards will quit coming in. It's an invasion. It's an act of war to invade another nation, and they have been invading us through that border. It is at a hemorrhage status, and it is not getting better anytime soon. Every time an American citizen dies, whether it's a car wreck, whether it's a murder, every time a child is raped, every time a woman is raped, every time a child is trafficked or a human being is trafficked by this foreign invasion that's coming across here by these nationals that have come here and imposed war on the American people, you are guilty, Abbott, of treason. As a commander-in-chief of the state of Texas, your first position is to secure the state from invasion, to secure its people, their prosperity, their ability to travel freely. You're failing miserably, and you're doing it on purpose. I propose that you, sir, are an agent for the oligarchy, as well as you, Ted Cruz, and as well as Bill Paxton, the attorney general. And where the hell is our lieutenant governor? I've not heard anything out of him. Cricket. Stand up, America. I've got a lot of callers on the line. If you would like to be heard and come online with me real quick, please step up to the plate by pressing 1. Raise your hand. Anybody that would like to call in, 929-477-3565. We've got a brief show today. I'm going to stop raging, and I'm going to go ahead and I've got 16 more minutes on this show. I would like for someone else to engage me in this conversation. The other thing that is of great concern to me, and it tells me this is a flag, people, you really need to pay attention to what's going on. Walmarts, Michigan, Minnesota, hundreds of cell phones, track phones that cannot be tracked, throwaway phones, burner phones, and cards are being purchased by Middle Eastern men and women up in those states. It's probably happening across the board here. They're being flagged. This is an indication to us that they are opening up a line of communication, and they are not sending these phones overseas. These phones are right here in America for a reason. When you see this, this is cell activity. When you see a Middle Eastern or a Mexican or a foreigner begging on a corner, do not give them money. They're funding terrorism, and they're pumping money into the Democratic Party. Swing votes. They're doing everything they can. War is here. These are all facets of war. Terrorism is upon us, and we need to act accordingly. Pardon me. I do apologize again. I'm getting over being sick. 830, I'm going to open up your line. I don't know who you are, but 830, area code 830. You're on live with Becky Williams on Rage Against the Regime. Who am I speaking with?
Becky, call me. Call me, citizen.
Yes, sir, citizen. Would you like to share some information with us or comment on the subject matter I've just covered, sir?
I would, briefly. I'm a 60-year-old Anglo male, and I believe in the Christ child, but I'm not angelic. You know, I'm half angel and half devil. I try and stick on the right side. It's tough sometimes. And just like the Muslim that found Marcus Luttrell, there's good and bad in all people. But in the book that I read, it says, it doesn't say by your religion you'll know them. It doesn't say, you know, anything like that. It says by their fruits you will know them. The one putting out fine fruits. And to me, as I grew up, that meant mercy, compassion, understanding, a hand up, not a hand out. You know, occasional forgiveness if you were sorry for what you did and you earned it. I don't know, it just seems like the world's gone to a bloody screaming hell. And I believe it's going to come to a fight. Me and the people I talk to believe it's going to come to a fight. And I ask them this one question. When the law of the land and your common sense part ways, which one are you going to follow?
Man, that's a powerful statement, brother, and I couldn't agree with you more. And you and your friends are not alone. We are seeing the backlash that is coming. The problem is, brother, I fear, have waited too late. How do you conquer a nation that is armed? How do you do that? You infiltrate and you outnumber them,
well,
and you finance the opposition. And that's what we're witnessing, and we're in trouble. Go ahead, brother.
That's not your main problem. Your main problem is going to be leadership. Who will wives take their husbands to the door, pack their crap, and tell them, you know what, go kick some ass and come home, you know?
Yes.
Who will mothers take their sons to the... Who will mothers take their sons to the door knowing they may never see them again, or their wives or their children, and say, you know what, this needs to be done. You've got a leadership problem. Who are men and women going to follow? I believe the last opportunity to really scare them, and we could have scared the squeaking pee out of them, if Charlton Heston would have said, you know what, bring them all outside. Lock them in the open and empty position. Take the bolts out of them. Put the muzzles down. And I want you to all go outside and don't take a damn round with you. Not one. And go outside and tell them we got grievances and we're damned unhappy about it. And we've about had a gut full. So you better pick your head up and quit giving money away to countries that burn our flag and won't help us back. You better quit, because we're going to come after you. If you don't understand this, this is your last warning. And I believe Charlton Heston he could have put a call to arms to every NRA member and every non-NRA member to come outside and leave them in the holsters and let them see just what they're going to have to look at when they come to do it. I'll be damned if I'm giving up my father's Remington until it's empty. And then they can have it.
Amen. And we have a larger problem even still, brother, that people have overlooked, the brainwashing of our children for generations by a socialistic curriculum that has been implemented into the school system, turning our own children, our own family members against us. We are a nation divided, and we're not only fighting the oligarchy, the usurper, the sleeper cell, the corrupt government, but we are now in a situation where we are facing opposition on our own soil of foreign bodies and our very own American citizens, our children, our cousins, our uncles, our aunts. We have a huge opposition, and what they have done very cleverly and patiently is they have turned this nation and the pendulum of the scale of justice to be heavily weighed on the side of injustice, and we are the enemy to them. And we sit and not understanding the different facets of war, the logistics of war is going to be the death of this country, and we are in a lot of trouble. And I agree with you, sir. Even today, if 2 million people would ascend on the steps of the mall in Washington and surround the White House and demand that they come out and be held accountable and address our grievances, we could stop a revolution. We could stop a bloody war between the American people and the oligarchy. However, we can no longer stop the war on our own soil. It is here.
No, we have waited, a lack of leadership, a lack of true leadership. There's good people out there. God knows I ain't one of them, but I struggle with it. We have waited too damn late. You know, the first time they gave away our money to a flag burning country, we should have went up there and said, "That's it for you. That's all. If you're gonna make decisions like that, pack your crap, clean your desk, get out." You know, but we let it
go
on.
Brother, go to governmentgrant.org and go look and see where your money is going. It will devastate you. Meanwhile, we've got homeless children, homeless veterans in the street that are being denied.
I'm one of them.
Care, being denied shelter, and this is unacceptable.
I'm one of them.
And well, brother, thank you for your service, and I want you to reach out to me after the show. I only hire vets. I have a lot of connections. I feed the vets. I feed the homeless. I'm out on the
hell, I'll feed you. You know me already, ma'am, and I'll be in touch
yes,
later.
Sir.
You already know me.
You give me a phone call. Yes, sir, I know. You give me a phone call, and you and I will sit down, and we'll break some bread, and we'll talk about it, and we'll share a glass of whiskey on ice, if that's what it takes. But we have got to get this act together. I hate to cut you off, brother, but this is a short show today. I've got 30 minutes, and then I've got some obligations that I have to meet. I want to thank
you. Love to love you, but have to do it later.
God bless you, man. I'll be back on every day at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time to run a quick 30-minute show. I'll continue to do the Spreaker shows. It is up to you, my warriors, brothers, and sisters, to get the word out, to push the show. We're listened to in 43 different countries, even on Spreaker. And that speaks volumes. That means people want to hear what we have to say because we tell you the truth. God bless you, brother. You give me a call this weekend. Let's talk about it.
Thank you, ma'am. Love you. See you later.
I love you too, Bubba. All right. That was Citizen. He's pissed off. He's concerned, and he has some very valid points. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for the first caller I had on. They were a little gun-shy. I'm going to see if they have something to say. Area code 469, your line is open. Who am I speaking with? Area code 469. Okay, we got a shy audience there. Just continue to listen. I'm going to put you back on mute. Area code 937, your line is open. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mary. Hello.
Hey, sister. How are you doing today?
Getting over the flu. I can finally talk today. You sound like you've been sick too, Becky.
Oh, I had pneumonia, man. I came down with a little bit of strep. I kicked it out. 1 week later, I got sick with some flu bug. And 3 days, I had pneumonia, but I'm on antibiotics. I'm on guaifenesin. and I'm gonna live in spite of the devil trying to take me out, man. It's a good day. It's a beautiful day.
Well, we're both getting better. We're in two different states. You got six.
Hey, it's going around. Mary, I've got a question for you because I'm running out of time here. I want to know if I can get you to come on and co-host with me on Monday. You have a lot of things that you convey to me that I feel the public needs to be aware of. Is there a possibility I could steal your time to co-host Monday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time?
You got it.
All right, sister. You and I, we're going to have some track to cover. As soon as I get the studio up in Spreaker, I can broadcast all day long if I want to. Unfortunately, I'm limited on Blog Talk right now. I'm not paying the fees, so I've got a 30-minute window to do a show once a day. I want to say thank you for calling in. I love you, and God bless you, and thank you. I'll see you on Monday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay. I appreciate
you get
it.
Well.
I'm worried about our families with everything that's going on, and we need to talk about that, people getting themselves together and ready for what's going on.
Absolutely. And that'll be the topic on Monday. Let's do it. You and me together, girl.
All right. Next time, make a little sense out of the nonsense, huh? God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I've got one more caller. It's got looks like area code 310. Your line is open. Who am I speaking with? Area code 310. All right, they're a little bit gun shy. Let's go with 423, area code 423. Your line is open. Who's calling, please?
This is Terry, Miss Becky.
How you doing, brother?
Okay, I'm sorry I got into the show a little late, and I know you're pressed for time. I'm glad to hear that you're coming back on daily.
Yes, sir.
Tickled to death. I was getting a feedback there from something. The gentleman was talking earlier. He was talking about being pissed off. Well, everybody is. I noticed people that I talk to here in town, Miss Becky, are gearing up for war. And you don't see it. I mean, I see it everywhere I go. Any conversation I'm in, people are saying, get your shit together. Get your shit wired tight because it's coming.
Yes, sir.
And we have no choice. We have no recourse as we the American people. I don't know about the 3%er thing, but I believe people are gearing up on a mass scale.
Well, I'll tell you to be honest, brother, if we don't already have our shit together, you're just shit out of luck. I'll be honest.
Exactly.
With you. You better get your weapon. You better get out. You better start shooting something that moves instead of being out at the range shooting at a target. Because when you face war and opposition, your target's not going to stand there waiting for you to try to hit the right mark. You better get out. You better do some shoot, move, and communicate. You better make sure that you know who your people are. You better be working with them because you don't want to die from friendly fire or ignorance, have your head blown off when you're out trying to run recon. You better get your shit together in that area. If you haven't gotten your shit together prepping, instead of spending all that money on Christmas gifts, you better be out there getting your bug out pack and finding out what location you need to light to and you need to get up with. We've got 90 seconds left, Terry. Can you give us some impartation of wisdom here, brother?
Well, I think our vets at a point will come up and stand up. We vets already know the dodge, run, and jump. And a lot of your deer hunters that have never been in the military, and there's millions of them. So just have faith in that and God. Ma'am.
Yes, sir. And I think we need to also put out there to the public, I've got 60 seconds, it's going to cut me off. You guys need to understand how the Vietnamese fought the war in Vietnam, booby traps and drop doors, and you need to get out and start looking at Sun Tzu, Art of War. You need to find out what you're facing. If you've never been in the military, you better get busy. I've got 35 seconds left. Terry, I want to thank you for calling in. I want to thank my listeners for calling in and listening. And I'm depending on you to populate this. I want to see this in threads. I want to see this on different pages. I want to see you guys help me out a little bit. I have to work far too hard for too little on the return. So please, God bless each and every one of you. Keep safe out there. Try to attend your events this weekend. If you have anything going on in your area, get with your people and make a commitment to show up. This is Becky Williams. I've been Truesting in America, and I'll continue to do so. with Rage Against the Regime. And you guys have a blessed afternoon. Keep safe.